can talk about pirates on the Caribbean Sea, or corsairs lurking in the Mediterranean, or the Persian Gulf where pirate ships roam. But one Chicago pirate is a case all his own. Old Pap Streeter lives in infamy, a 30-year reign in the 1870s. His steamboat ran aground on Lake Michigan's shore, claimed the land as his own, set out to get more. Old Cap Streeter, the pirate of Chicago. Old Cap Streeter, the pirate of Chicago. Raise a glass to Cap Streeter, do. Yo ho ho. Yo ho ho. Yo ho ho. And a bottle of Chicago brew. Cap made his fortune plundering cargo when ships made ports of call to Chicago. With his pirate crew, his riches grew. The cops couldn't touch him and he shot a few. The city wanted him out so the rich could move in. Prime lakefront land, the obstacle was him. He held them at bay with forgeries and suits, and Ma Streeter came after them in combat boots. Old Cap Streeter, the pirate of Chicago. He built a two-story castle on an old boat frame. He'd pull off the ladder when the marshals came. What happened on his turf was soon renowned. For people and treasures it was lost and found. Like other outlaws of fame and renown, they finally got him on tax evasion grounds. After his jail time, now a free man, Cap opened a Chicago hot dog stand. Streeter, the pirate of Chicago. Old Cap Streeter, the pirate of Chicago. Raise a glass to Cap Streeter, do. Yo ho ho. Yo ho ho. Yo ho ho. And a bottle of Chicago brew. Up, they finally got the land, built the finest hotels, brought in yellow sand. But Old Cap Streeter's name is alive. Streeterville's got the Hancock and Lakeshore Drive. Old Cap Streeter, the pirate of Chicago. Chicago!